Well, now from Donegal to Kerry, the victorious football team have been on the road this morning. The newly crowned All-Ireland football champions will be returning home with the Sam Maguire later today. First of all, though, they stopped off at CHI Temple Street Hospital in Dublin, where patients and staff had a huge welcome for them, including Cody Sheehy from Tipperary and Head of Portering Services at CHI, John Doyle.
It is one of the most significant and important days in healthcare calendar. I think All-Ireland winners giving up their morning after a victorious triumph to come to all our sites across Children's Health Ireland. This is the perfect tonic in this present world that we live in.
Some match, boy. Dave Clifford was on fire. He's some footballer, boy.
A privileged position to be in, and delighted to do it. I became a dad myself this year, so it probably... I don't know, even more important, or I'm more aware of it now in the last few months, so delighted to be able to do it.
I think it's one of the best traditions that GAA has, both for Tipperary last weekend for us this morning. So look, it's great to bring a bit of joy to some of the young kids around the country that are inside here this morning. So look, delighted, privileged position to be in myself to be able to bring Sam Maguire in here this morning.
Kerry's Paul Murphy and Captain Gavin White, they were speaking to our Gaelic Games correspondent Marty Morrissey, who joins us now. Marty, that was Temple Street Children's Hospital earlier in the day. Where else have you been?
Well, that's been the primary purpose of this morning. They are now at their sponsor's headquarters in Naas, and I'm here at Salins railway station, where they will depart, Rachel, this afternoon. The train departs for Kerry at 2:40. They're going to be stopping in Rathmore for a 15-minute stop, and that's only players are going to be allowed to get off, because they are under time constraints. And then after that, it's 6:10 arriving in Tralee, open-top bus. There are about three of them, the reception at Ash Hall, and then later on tonight at 9:00, the big homecoming will happen at Fitzgerald Stadium. So it's going to be a great day for the people of Kerry as they celebrate their 39th All-Ireland title.
Listening this morning, Marty, to your interview with Jack O'Connor, it was hard to avoid the sense that he'll call it a day.
Yeah, I think that's in the ether. It depends on who you talk to. The one thing which has not been said, but I'll say it, Kerry have now won the 39th All-Ireland title. And if nothing will motivate a Kerry footballer or a Kerry manager, will be the opportunity to maybe go for their 40th All-Ireland title next year.
The rest Jack of the O'Connor country has done goes, it all right. Oh, no.
Yeah, 31 counties just went, oh, no, Marty, stop talking. But it's at the moment, in fairness, I think Jack is keeping his cards close to his chest. He was kind of giving a hint of it, and he gave lovely words to me about which was used in Morning Ireland this morning with Darren Frell, where he has a new grandchild that he loves called Jack, and he has two more grandchildren on the way. He says there are other things other than football. I can't imagine anything else surpassing what Jack O'Connor has done and what he loves in his own life. Five All-Ireland titles. He's won Hogan Cup, All-Ireland Colleges, under minor, under 21. I mean, he's up there now with the great late Mick O'Dwyer at winning All-Ireland titles. And this year, Rachel, at the beginning, there was more hope than confidence. Mm. But my God, they lost that match in Tullamore to Meath. And I know I've said it several times in the last 24 hours, but Gavin White was very good to say to me, we had a serious chat on the way back to Killarney and Tralee after that. And they were missing players, but they really got it together. And once you get a Kerry team that's fully focused and heading to Croke Park, well then, watch out, as they proved yesterday.
Marty, many thanks. Marty Morrissey, our Gaelic Games correspondent.